And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Reggie Bullock proved this summer that he's ready to step it up this season. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I've talked in this space before about standing next to Reggie Bullock and having to crane my neck to see the top of him. Shooting guard or small forward? Bullock is a solid 6'7 and maybe 6'8 by the time the Tar Heels take the court in October. That's great news for Carolina fans because their team is lean in the front court, and Bullock being the same size as Harrison Barnes means that Roy Williams has even more flexibility with his lineup. Bullock is good enough on defense to cover a two-guard on the perimeter, but big enough to post up an opponent in the paint. Often last season, especially with John Henson hurt toward the end, Carolina's best lineup was going small with Harrison Barnes at four. Now, with so many wing players on the roster, that's a pretty good option for old Roy. Reggie Bullock on the block, or at least roaming the baseline. Bullock did a little bit of all that this summer in the Greater North Carolina Pro-Am League in Durham, leading the Banks Law Firm team to the tournament championship and taking home the MVP trophy after scoring 31 and 28 points in his last two games. In fact, players from other colleges around the country to the NBA were saying Bullock was the best player on the floor throughout the entire event. Nothing could be finer than for Bullock to lead Carolina this season. With so many veterans and team leaders having departed, someone needs to step up to not only make the big shot, but also show the youngsters the way. Bullock was kind of a third wheel when he came in with Barnes and Kendall Marshall, and now that they're off to the NBA, it could be Reggie time. He recovered from a bum knee as a freshman to make big shots and play great D when Dexter Strickland went down last season. Only a junior, Bullock has time to grow into an All-American as well as a legitimate first-round draft choice. Wouldn't that be great for the kid who, frankly, didn't have the easiest time growing up in Kinston? But he picked the right school and the right coach, and now it's Bullock's time to say, booyah! This is Art Chansky. See ya.